Let's tackle this post-holiday Thursday, Squamish. According to Environment Canada, today will be cloudy with a 60% chance of wet snow or rain this morning. Rain will begin near noon. The wind will be light except blowing from the north 50 km per hour, gusting to 70 over southern sections early this morning. We will see a high of 2°C, except 6°C near the water. Tonight, expect clouds again, with a 60% chance of rain early in the evening. It will dip to a low of minus 1°C overnight, except it will be 4°C near the water. It is looking like a mix of clouds and rain in the forecast through to Tuesday, when the sun is set to poke out. Avalanche forecast. According to Avalog.co, for January 2, the alpine rating is moderate, the treeline rating is moderate, and the below treeline rating is low. The alpine rating is moderate, the treeline rating is low, and the below treeline rating is low. Known problems include wind slabs. What does moderate risk mean? Moderate is the second of five levels on the avalanche danger scale. Under moderate danger, there is heightened avalanche conditions on specific terrain features. Features of concern should be identified and terrain and snow should be evaluated carefully, reads the Avalanche Canada definition. The advice for today from Avalog.co is, closely monitor local conditions throughout the day, as heightened avalanche conditions are expected with the arrival of new snow and increased winds. Avalanche danger is expected to increase throughout the day. Watch for signs of instability like W-humping, hollow sounds, shooting cracks, or recent avalanches. Avoid areas where the snow feels stiff and/or slabby. Avoid this trail. The District of Squamish is warning folks to avoid Lumberjack Trail after a bridge collapse near Perth Drive. The district is currently assessing the damage and options for bridge replacement. The public is asked to please avoid the roped-off area. Those with accessibility issues should avoid the trail, reads a Muni post on Facebook put up last Friday night, BC. Extremes. Yesterday's hot spot in all of BC was Sartine Island, off the northern tip of Vancouver Island, which hit 7.7°C, according to Environment Canada data. The high in Squamish yesterday was 3.4°C. The coldest spot in BC on January 1 was Dees Lake, which was a chilly 32.2°C. Wonder if folks there have a polar bear swim on January 1st? Today's hotspot in BC is slated to be Estevan Point, the southern extremity of the Heskeot Peninsula on Vancouver Island's western coast, which could reach 6.9°C. The coldest spot in the province is slated to be Dees Lake, which could see a low of minus 33.8 today. Sunrise and sunset. Sunrise on Jan. 2 is at 8:10 a.m. Sunset today will be at 4:24 p.m. Moon phase. The moon is in its waxing crescent phase. The moon appears to be partly but less than one-half illuminated by direct sunlight. The fraction of the moon's disk that is illuminated is increasing, explains the U.S. Navy Astronomical Applications Department site. The moon's illumination is currently 8.37%. It is currently located in the constellation of Pisces, according to phasesmoon.com. Moonrise is at 10:21 a.m. Moonset is at 7:45 p.m. Tides. High tide today is at 8:17 a.m. Height, 4.92 meters, according to tide-forecast.com. The next low tide will be at 1:56 p.m. 3.42 meters. The final tide of today will be a high tide at 6:02 p.m. 4.01 meters. Seawater temp. According to seatemperature.info, the water temperature in Howe Sound today is 7°C. Based on historical data over a period of 10 years, the warmest water on this day in Howe Sound was, like today, 7°C, and the coldest was recorded in 2022 at 5.9°C. Seawater temperature in Howe Sound is expected to drop to 6.6°C in the next 10 days. January average water temperature in Howe Sound is 6.5°C, the minimum temperature is 5.1°C, and the maximum is 7.8°C. Events to note. There's always something going on in this town. Here's what stood out to us this week from our online calendar. On January 3rd, head to Chiquemas Center Winter Eagle Viewing Day, at 1600 Paradise Valley Road, from 10:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Join us for an awe-inspiring experience at Chiquemas Center, where nature's majestic beauty takes flight, right before your eyes, reads the listing. Also on January 3rd, it's back to the 80s at Trickster's Hideout, located at 38005 Cleveland Avenue, from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. Come dressed in your best 80s attire, think big hair, neon colors, leg warmers, and rad accessories. With a dance floor full of 80s vibes and music that will transport you back in time, reads the listing. There are many more events coming up. Go to our online events calendar to see them all. Want a possible shout-out in our daily report? Load your event into our free calendar by clicking Create an Event. Curbside Tote Collection changed the district of Squamish. Notes that if your regular pickup for trash was New Year's Day, January 1st, pickup will be Jan. 4 instead. Christmas Tree Disposal. As your Christmas tree dries out, it becomes more flammable. 36% of tree fires happen in January, reads a National Fire Protection Association, NFPA. Post, shared by Squamish Fire Rescue. Here's the lowdown of where to take your real Christmas tree now that the holidays are over, sorry. According to the Squamish-Lillooet Regional District, Squamish Landfill Daily. 9 a.m. to 5:45 p.m. tipping fees apply. Curbside collection regular collection days. Place an organics tote. Cut into small pieces. Diameter. Lid must close fully. Scouts Tree Chipping Event by Donation Jan. 11 and 12 from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Canadian Tire. Winter tires don't forget, since October 1st, winter tires or chains are required on the Sea to Sky Highway. It is the law. Passenger vehicles and light trucks need to use tires that have the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol or M+S on the sidewall. This applies to two-wheel, all-wheel, and four-wheel drive vehicles. The tires need to be in good condition and have a tread depth of at least 3.5 mm, 5/32, reads the 4 Road Safety at Worksite. Designated winter tires are your best option for staying safe in winter conditions. We recommend using a set of 4 matched winter tires with the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol. The tires must stay on through to March 31st. Not having proper winter tires or chains can earn drivers a fine of $121. Driving issues to note. Parking on select streets in Squamish is now restricted to one side only, until March 1, 2025. This ensures snowplows and emergency vehicles can safely navigate during winter conditions, says the district. Vehicles parking on the no parking side of the street may be ticketed and towed at any time to ensure community safety. The fine for impeding snow removal is $250. Affected streets: Hemlock Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive; Chestnut Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive; Fir Street, Pine Drive to Spruce Drive; 3rd Avenue, Pemberton Avenue to Winnipeg Street, no parking on east side; Pemberton Avenue to Vancouver Street, no parking on west side; 4th Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street, no parking on west side; 5th Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street, no parking on west side; 6th Avenue, entire street, no parking on west side; Eaglewind Boulevard, no perimeter parking near the roundabout at the end of Pemberton Avenue; Edgewater Drive, Government Road to Edgewater Crescent, no parking on east side; Edgewater Crescent, entire street, no parking on the outside perimeter of the crescent; No Name Road, entire street, no parking on east side; Brothers Place, entire street, no parking on south side; Britannia Avenue, McGee Street to Buckley Avenue, no parking on east side; Harris Road, Government Road to Cul-de-Sac, no parking on south side; Hope Road, Depot Road to Axon Road, no parking on east side; Diamond Road, Tantalus Road to Garibaldi Way, no parking on north side; Diamond Head Road, Garibaldi Way to Mamquam Road, no parking on west side; Glacier View Drive, entire street, no parking on the outside perimeter. To find out more, go to squamish.ca/winter-parking. Issues to note on the highway: no road work is planned for today, January 2, 2025. Woot! Gas prices: In Squamish, regular gas is going for 164.9 cents per liter at the Squamish Valley Gas Bar at 9001 Valley Drive. In Whistler, gas is going for 165.9 per liter at the co-op at 2101 Lake Placid Road. The cheapest gas in Vancouver is at the Esso at 6525 Oak Street, where you can fill up for 163.9 per liter, according to Gas Buddy. The cheapest gas in BC can be found in Prince George, where you can fill up for 144.9 per liter at the Husky at 1148 B Pacific Street.